of under Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget, 5 road maintenance stations in eastern interior Alaska will close. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, mid-month state officials will be meeting with affected communities to share information, answer questions, and hear suggestions for potential solutions from the public.
Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities Maintenance stations handle everything from avalanche control and flooding to road signs and airport runways, as well as road maintenance. DOT has 79 maintenance stations statewide. 42 are in the northern region where Public Information Officer Meadow Bailey works. She says when asked to make a 6% cut to its budget, the department had to look at closing stations, then decide which ones.
We took a hard look at all of the maintenance stations that we have, and we tried to pick the ones that would impact, the fewest people, and that would also have other camps nearby or close enough that they would be able to pick up the plowing routes.
Bailey says the department chose those that were closer to other stations.
We've cut staff and we've cut equipment, and we have so many maintenance stations in rural locations. We're spread from Cordova up to Prudhoe Bay and most of Western Alaska, so we have a lot of maintenance camps and along the road system that just are very geographically far away from each other.
Bailey says the department will do what it can to minimize impacts.
We would continue to maintain all of these roads. None of the roads would be closing, but there would definitely be a reduction in service as long as, after a storm, it would take us longer to get through and plow and put down sand, that kind of stuff.
DOT is holding public meetings in affected communities to discuss just how the closures would affect services and to get public feedback. The first meetings are in Northway and Tok on January 11th, followed by meetings in Kenny Lake and Valdez on the 12th, Salsha on the 14th, and Central on the 15th. Bailey says some of the early comments have been about the impact the loss of the 20 state jobs will have on local economies as well as transportation.
We've gotten some petitions and lots of comments from people in those communities about, the impacts of the jobs in these areas and then how important, transportation is. A lot of these are kind of more rural areas, and so transportation is difficult, especially in the winter anyways, and so this is going to just add to that, and they're concerned about it, rightfully so.
The governor's proposed budget next goes to the legislature, which has the final say on state spending. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.